And now, live from Nottingham's Portland building, ladies and gentlemen, it's the impromptu comedy stylings of The Improv Show!
Hello, we're The Improv Show and we're here. And we're here every week and we're here this week as well. I'm Ben, your host, and I'm here with Jack Petter.
Bim bram bella!
Jack Ellis!
Ahoy hoy.
I am here with Joe Hadley.
Hello.
Sam Marshall.
Rostetado.
And also Jamie...
Salute.
Drew! What did Jamie draw? We'll never know. We're going to play some games. Our first game will be Move On and Keep, a game in which two people will be doing a scene, and when I like one of the elements that makes up that scene, I'll say Move On and Keep that element, and you will put it, and two other people will do a scene based entirely off that with their new suggestion. Okay, so we need a suggestion for the first thing that people are going to do.
Let's
have...
Dog show.
Brienne, what?
Dog show, Brianna.
Brianna has suggested dog show. The first two people are doing dog show. It's you two. Go and do the dog show thing.
I, Montgomery Dog, have just given you a dog to judge. Get on it, boy.
Well, this dog, right, it's a very nice dog, but I'm afraid it's a bit small for our likings.
Small?
Yes, rather small.
This dog, small?
Yes, we're more used to cows, really. So the fact that you've brought what is admittedly a fairly large dog... is still quite small in comparison to what we're used to.
Move On and Keep species mix-up.
And so we can confirm that this species that we originally thought was a lizard is actually a very, very small, scaly kind of giraffe. As you can see, it makes a noise very like a giraffe, and its camouflage is indeed simply white with brown blobs.
Move On and Keep continued noises.
God, that bagpipe's starting to get on my nerves.
Christ, can you not keep it down? I'm trying to sleep.
Move On and Keep anthropomorphized objects.
Now look, Steve, I've been your dresser for 12 years and I really wish you'd stop putting dirty dishes in me.
Move On and Keep a scene where one person is not just making noises.
So what you're saying is that after the accident, he'll never be able to talk properly again?
Not a single word, no.
Not words. But will he be able to just sort of make noises?
Yes, he hasn't been able to stop making a noise. Oh no, here he comes. Oh goodness. You have to help me.
I knew when he got that budgie stuck in his neck, it wouldn't be the same.
Move On and Keep neck.
So here we see this small lizard that is disguised as a giraffe.
Its proper defence mechanism is to just extend its neck until it looks very, very much like a giraffe, so that the giraffes that eat it will think that it is just a very, very small giraffe.
But he needs me, Winchy Craig, to stick the winch in to get the neck extending. Otherwise it don't go up. No, Winchy Craig needed for this. Winchy Craig, good night.
Move On and Keep hardware advertisement.
Do you enjoy the cinema franchise Saw?
Good God, yes!
Well, what particular part of it? Do you like the title and the implement it involves?
No, I like the spirit levels in the background! Where can I get a damn cheap spirit level?
Well, I'm glad you asked. At the Ghostbusters School of Spirit Levels.
Where can I find the Ghostbuster spirit levels?
Move On and Keep inability to... Oh, God, no. Inability to speak.
If you're tuning in now, welcome to the House of Lords.
And we'll end on that delightful satire. We don't tend to do satire here, but when we do, it's right up in your face. Brilliant. All the points there will go to anyone who made a noise. We're going to do a game now of limited words. A game in which we're going to have limited words each. Oh God, what am I doing? No one will have zero. That will be a rule. Okay, three people for this game. Hands up. Those three with their hands up. The audience can tell who they are by the noise of their arms.
Okay, so each of them will only be allowed to use sentences with a particular number of words in them. For Jack, it'll be 5. For Joe, it'll be 7. And for Sam, it'll be
3.
Okay. Brilliant. You all have a number, an odd number. Let's do this now. It is all an odd number between 3 and 7, inclusive. That is your... And, yeah, that's just a fact about the numbers selected. Let's go.
Howdy doody, Queen Elizabeth.
How did you get in here again?
Through the door.
There's 2 of us. And we both came through.
That door there.
You both did. It was unlocked.
That is true.
So damn unlocked. Yeah!
So unlocked, I could not count even.
We've business here.
What business have the 2 of you?
We're going to clean your fireplace.
We'll do well.
We're going to scrub it. Oh!
Well, I'm glad you arrived so quickly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's get started.
The fireplace is through here, you two.
I'll grab my scrubby thing.
I'll do that.
That's your fireplace is clean now.
We're so quick.
That scrubbing motion was very efficient, madame.
Yeah, it was. Hey!
We'll go now.
Bye-bye, Queen Elizabeth. Bye!
Goodbye, all of you. Goodbye.
How incredible was that?
It's just the dictionary I use classifies as 2 words, so I think...
Oh, I think it's hyphenated in many...
I need to know how you spell that so I can play it in Scrabble.
it's a proper noun is the issue. Aww, you can't play it in Scrabble. It's after the Welsh town of... that was incredible. Do 2 other people want to do that? The 2 who didn't do that? Brilliant. We'll move on to a different game entirely. My God, we're getting through this list of games at a rate of 1 every 4 minutes. The next game we're going to play is Superheroes. It works just like Superheroes, the game that we play not on the radio, if everyone knows that one, wherein one person will be faced with a world disaster, and he will have a superhero title, and he will call in other superheroes based on their title, who will call in other superheroes based on their title, if that makes any sense at all to anyone. Yes, nod, everyone. Yes. Brilliant. I love this. So, we need what the first superhero's name is going to be and who it's going to be. Who's it going to be? Put your hand up. Jamie Drew is the first superhero. Big fan of superheroes. I know he is. So, he will do this very well. Who is going to name him?
Really far away, man.
Really far away, man. He's not small. He's just really far away. Begin.
Hey, guys! Anyone? No? Okay. Right. I feel we should do something about the developing crisis. Anyone? No? Okay, the cows. The cows are coming home and they're bringing weapons. Hello?
I came as soon as I could.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, obnoxious pun boy.
Well, it looks like we're in a... moodle.
A moodle? What a hilarious thing to say, because the cows say moo, and you clearly meant muddle.
Precisely. That is so utterly brilliant that you have come up with that.
I'd pat you on the back, but I'm all the way over here. Sorry.
Don't worry. Now, what are we going to do about this bovine crisis?
Moo.
It's a good question. Should we call in reinforcements? Should we try and corral them?
I think we are going to need somebody else.
Really?
I came as soon as I could! Well, if it isn't you, terrible Bob Dylan impersonation man.
Well, you know, I was just in the neighborhood and I saw some cows that were with guns, and I thought you might need sort that problem sorting.
Any suggestions?
No. Well, there is one guy I sort of know who sort of specializes in this, you know, this whole thing.
That's pretty far out.
Oi, I'm obnoxious pun man.
His name is Enrique and constantly draws attention to the name, the fact his name is Enrique over and over ad nauseum, man.
Buenos dias, it is I, Enrique.
Ah, Enrique, you made it. Ah, you're looking
good. Yes, I, Enrique, have made it. Yeah. What seems to be the problem that I, Enrique, can solve?
It's the cows. The cows are coming home with weapons. We took their land. They want it back.
The cows are coming home. What can I, Enrique, do to solve this? This is a very tricky problem for me, Enrique. Mr. Bob Dylan man, can you help me, Enrique, to solve the problem? Yes, that is perfect. You can use your harmonica to drive the cows away.
And while they're distracted, I shall take their weapons away.
Yes, yes, you can, incredible pun man.
My puns seem to be very, very short and supply today.
This is very, very much of a problem for me, Enrique.
Excellent! Bob Dylan man, he's taking them, he's driving them down a street. No, another street! So many streets, but...
Ah! And I am disarming them with
how
disarm
many streets
and also disarm.
Must the cow walk down? Before you can call him a cow.
Let's end there.
Why is that harder on the radio?
That's very hard on the radio.
It's hard on the radio because you're not using your bodies, just your face words. Yeah. They're tumbling out your face like word dribble. Let's listen to a song now. It's a song called Drumming Song, which is good because I didn't know it was a song. I thought it could just be drumming if it hadn't been called Drumming Song. We're going to put that on now. We're back and we're talking about
doors.
Words.
Before
we were talking about doors, that is a fact.
Oh, man,
I'm going to give a massive shout
you're
out.
You're going to, okay.
Sam.
Yeah, you
this
gave
is
one
not
my
hard
best.
Job.
Yeah, right.
I don't know you, Lucy, but I will find you and I will give you a shout out. Sam, would you like to say us something?
Yeah, hi, Lucy. And happy birthday on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, everyone, happy birthday to Lucy on Thursday. On three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to Lucy on Thursday!
Glad you're enjoying the show. Now let's get
brilliant.
On with
let's do a game. I've made up a game because I need an extra half. This one is called Quickly Now, You Soft-Brained Oaf. This game is going to be played by three people. You are going to be trying to solve one of the biggest world problems there is. So, like, the economy, or world hunger, or curing something. What is it going to be?
The plague.
There is a plague and you're trying to solve it. You're going to start very, very small, perhaps a flyering campaign, and by the end you should have almost omniscient powers that you can fix it with. That you have sped up the process by becoming more and more able to solve it. Because you were a soft-brained oaf, but now you are just quickly.
Brain.
And now you are a hard-boiled brained man.
Good luck, guys.
This game, yeah.
I mean, if all goes well, we will have solved the plague by the end of this. So, yeah.
Yes, essentially, you should start out incompetent and end up being quite brilliant.
This game was sent in by the World Health Organization.
Joe's back. Brilliant. You're not relevant, though. Let's play.
Right, these locusts are quite the problem, aren't they?
Yes, quite the problem. What do we do? I think a bake sale.
Yes, a bake sale would be perfect. But
and we should put a locust in every single one of them so people are aware of the problem.
Yes, this is a fantastic
idea.
I
made a papier-mâché locust statue to protest the locusts.
So, yes.
Well, that's quite good. Is this a scale model? Will it be much bigger later on? Or are we keeping it about 5 centimetres for the time being?
Yeah, 5 centimetre ballpark will do good, yeah.
So it's sort of like an actual size locust. Right, well, that's brilliant, James. I think we can, if you make more of those, we could sell them alongside the cakes with the locusts actually in them.
Okay.
So have we got any other ideas, fellas?
Phil, I don't know. I was thinking we could maybe...
My daddy bought a rifle. We could use that. I don't know how.
That guy over there's giving me funny eyes. Maybe I should shoot him.
James. We could put posters advertising the problem, and we could put it in the rifle and shoot it over the Nile, which...
We're in Egypt, yeah. Oh, I love it here.
I assume we would have done that based on the Plague of Locusts, but then the accent threw me off.
So, if we shoot these posters over the Nile, how will we make sure people on the other side are reading them?
Ah, I shot myself in the knee!
James!
It
got me passionate though. We're starting a campaign to cure my knee on the internet. It's going viral. Save my knee.
Actually, there's a point. We could set up one of them Kickstarter things. If somebody donates like a tenner, we could send them an actual locust.
Oh my god, I got 250,000 hits. SaveMyKnee.org.
Good lord, that's better than the locust campaign.
I'm taking out the other one.
James, stop shooting your knees. Oh, you've only got
I don't think less is more in this instance.
Ooh.
This is a serious issue. How are we going to be able
to... Oh, now the URL is still Save My Knee.
You know what locusts like? They like limbs and everything. They're attracted to dead skin. So I mean, we could attract all of them to his knees, and we could put him in a crate and take them somewhere else.
So we need to find a giant net and then put his knees, what remains of his knees, in this net.
Swarm, my locust brothers.
My god, these locusts are evolving to develop speech. Right, what can we do?
I think now that we have all of the locusts in one place, if we just move him, we could put it in, you know, the Oh gosh, he's blown off an arm.
Oh,
crying out loud, James. What do you think you're doing?
There it goes.
That's actually quite impressive. How do you even angle the gun?
Right, we've got all the locust trap. Where are we going to put them?
Ah, well, I've been researching Egypt, there we are, and I think there are several places that are just quite empty that no one ever goes into anymore by law. So I think if we put him in a pyramid...
Yes,
and
perfect.
Seal it up behind him...
We'll put him in with the pyramids with the aliens in them.
Oh, yeah, right. We're not supposed to talk about that. The government said so.
The presidential results have got back... And I won. So
that was a very successful Kickstarter.
James.
I won on the pity ticket. Yeah, it's like this boy's got two blown off knees and a blown off arm. He gets my vote. I've seen life.
So
I can relate to the people.
You can make a decree. You can make a decree, yeah?
Yeah. And I'm gonna blow up the pyramids. That's the first one.
Let's
get rid of them all, yeah.
Right, I think we've got to deal with
the locust one.
I'll just press this button.
It was out of trap.
Congratulations, Mr. President. You committed your first genocide.
Destroyed the whole of Africa, too.
Brilliant! We're supposed to be experts!
That's the end of the scene, and I'm going to just. It's the end of the scene! And the end of the show. The end of the show gong has done. We have been the Improv Society, and we have been improving societally. This has been the Improv Show. We're going to move on now. I'm going to leave the studio. It's been very fun for me today and everyone else here. Special thanks to everyone who was involved, including Jack, Joe, Sam, and
Jamie.
So many J's, it's difficult.
What did he draw?
Jamie
drew. But what did
I
you draw?
I drew the show to a conclusion.
Oh. This is URN.
The Drama Show Breakdown.